Food producer and supplier Libster reported its maiden results on Tuesday, delivering a near 50% decline in headline earnings per share. This as low mushroom prices and foreign exchange losses weighed on the group's profit. Its commercial and financial director, Robin Smith, joins us on the line for some perspective on the earnings. Robin, thank you so much for your time. I can see here that, you know, low mushroom prices, we're talking those Forex losses, and a six-week strike affected the 6 months that was. But from your perspective, perhaps you can give us a bit of picture or some color in terms of what happened in the 6 months since the results were published.
Yes, if I could, thanks for the opportunity of providing some clarity on some of those issues. I think the subject of the lower mushroom prices was somewhat overemphasized, but no doubt played a significant role. The strike at our Dickon Hall factory was quite unfortunate in that it resulted in some 8 weeks of no sales. And if you're out for two of your 6 months, you can imagine what the impact would be. But having said all of that, you know, we managed to pass positive volume growth and some positive pricing growth. So we still had organic growth in the face of a very tough market. The major reason for the decrease was, in fact, exactly what you highlighted, the unrealized loss, unrealized foreign exchange loss in this current 6 months versus an unrealized gain in the previous 6 months of 2017. And so that swing, that negative swing of 62 million rand was the primary reason for the decline in headline earnings. Were it not for that accounting entry, the headline earnings would have been flat on last year.
All right. I was looking at your SENS statement, and you mentioned here, and I'll quote, the effect of price increases to customers, cost savings initiatives led to gross margins being returned to prior levels, and you see that being maintained throughout the year. What happens at the end of, suppose, let's put it differently, what happens in the beginning of next year? Do you believe that these increases to customers and the, you know, cost containing will be sustainable given the environment that we find ourselves in?
Look, it's going to be challenging. There's no question about it. We must remember we are now technically in a recession, and that is going to put pressure on consumer spending. Having said that, we still see significant resilience at the top end of the market, and that is essentially where Libstar does play. It's typically your Woolworths shopper and your upper-end Checkers shopper that is still fairly resilient out there. So we think we can maintain margins, and not only through price, because let's face it, it will be tough to maintain pricing going forward in a market such as this. However, there are other methodologies to maintain your margins, and the key one there is your efficiencies, not only your manufacturing efficiencies, but your procurement practices and cost containment, etc., to protect those margins. So we feel confident, yes.
On a segmental point of view, are there parts of the business that still require a little bit of attention?
Indeed. I mean, we are concerned about the supply of mushrooms. There is an oversupply in the market at the moment, and we think it will take at least another year before that supply and demand dynamic is returned to historical levels. So we'll ride that one out, and as a market leader in mushrooms, we hope to be able to influence that supply and demand equation over time. Our beverage business remains under pressure. You know, water is a bit of a commodity, especially in the Western Cape, and that remains under a bit of pressure, but fortunately very small in our lives and still taking a little bit too much management time, but we'll manage that.
I found it quite interesting that when it comes to baking and baking aids, you launched a new private label in the baking aid side of the business. I mean, when you look at private label, or as they call it, dealer-owned brands, do you see a great future going ahead for that particular aspect?
Well, indeed, private label internationally is still growing, and South Africa's private label penetration is still significantly lower than most parts of Europe and the UK, etc. So, still a lot of room for growth in certain categories. Not all categories lend themselves towards private label or dealer-owned brand. But those that do, we are nicely placed as low cost manufacturers to, you know, to be able to feed that demand. So yes, we still see growth there.
I was looking at what you'll be focusing on in terms of strategy going forward. You talk of export growth, you talk of supply channel optimization, and you also mention acquisitions. Now, over the years, looking at Libster, it's been one of those companies that has been growing quite organically. And I remember at the time your CEO said that acquisitions was something that was a last resort. Has that changed for now? Is it a case where now you want to have more acquisitions in place, or are you still happy with the business growing organically?
Actually, I think the opposite is in fact true. We built this business over the last 12 years by making a significant amount of acquisitions. So we term it as having been a buy and build strategy. So not only have we bought, but we've built the companies that in fact we've acquired. And why we say that it's probably number three in our three-pronged growth strategy is because you get a much better return by investing in your existing businesses and projects within your existing businesses than you would get from an acquisition. But whilst we're alive to possible acquisitions in our existing categories, we are not going all out to say that we have to make acquisitions at all costs.
All right. When you listed, there was a lot of noise when it came to the listing price, or rather the listing of the share price and perhaps where it's sitting as right now. Do you find that there's still a lot of noise around that, or the market is starting to be a little bit more patient with your strategy and what you put in your prospectus?
Well, I hope that, with the passage of time, the market is becoming, more settled on that issue. I mean, it is a fact of life that, 2 weeks prior to us listing or in that period, there was the what we call the emerging market, noise and rumbling started happening, and the whole sector experienced a bit of a downward pressure, downward spiral in terms of share prices. Our current share price, it's obviously our belief, but belief of a number of the analysts, is not where it ought to be, given the position of some of our peers. But be that as it may, our business is to worry about managing our business, and then the share price should look after itself.
Robin, thank you so much for your time. That was Robin Smith, who is the Commercial and Financial Director at Libster Holdings.